everyone.
Hi.
Welcome to Sonya and Chatty's Halloween podcast. Chatty's going to be talking about the Crooked Man. She's going to give you some information that's going to scare you to death.
The Crooked Man is a report to the Scottish general Sir Alexander Lesley. He signed a covenant to tell the legends of political freedom of Scotland. The Crooked Style is a poem with an alliance between the continent of England and Scotland, or the border between the two, depending on the source. What is the meaning of the Crooked Man? So with the Crooked Man is an old nursery rhyme with the educational meaning. The image of a crooked man who lives in a little crooked house is an expressive illustration of some social situation. But a crooked man can also be seen as a dishonest man who gives what he deserves. A crooked is wisdom. The poem of the crooked man. There was a crooked man who walked a crooked mile and found a crooked fence against a crooked style. He brought a crooked cat to call a crooked mouse, and they all lived together in a crooked little house. But the crooked man was sad, and once he had a thought. Why should he be crooked when others don't know? Everything was worthless. He heaved a great big sigh. Went and found the rope and tied the cherry star. Upon the cherry stood, his eyes were blank and dead, and without a shadow of thought, he went on his head. Now the story's not over yet, for this tale is myth and old. Go hide under your covers, there's something not yet told. There once was a crooked man who had a crooked smile, and if you lived his life, he'll send you through a trial. He lived for your torment, make a fool's life, and he won't be content until you take your life. This is supposedly an urban legend about the Crooked Man. They say if you...
They say if you recite the poem out loud,
it will summon a demonic force known as the Crooked Man. Once you recite the poem, everyone in the house is cursed to be dead by his hands. In the 18th, a writer was researching legends and folklores. He discovered some lines of verse that occurred in dozens of different cultures, in dozens of different languages, all referring to the same thing. They called it the Crooked Man. Imagine a death sentence that no mortal can escape, that no human law imparted, an internal, unstoppable force bringing certain death to everyone who dared to summon it. It probably started as an incarnation or a curse. The words were translated and passed down through the ages, evolving with the time. Over the years, it was transcribed and studied, eventually into the culture, and was turned into a nursery rhyme, innocent little poem for children to recreate. And with that, the probable.
The probable
Pandora's box was opened. The Crooked Man was unleashed upon the world. But the time everyone realized what was happening, that the Crooked Man was real, and it was already too late. Once you have summoned the Crooked Man, he cannot be stopped. You cannot hide. And you cannot run. He's coming for you. There's no order, no rhyme, no reason. Whether there is darkness, he will be there. If you have been cursed by the Crooked Man, he will kill you eventually, no matter what.
So that's the story of the Crooked Man. They also have a movie where you can go watch it on Hulu. It's called The Crooked Man. It's scary. It's also part of The Conjuring that you can watch on Netflix. That was Chatty reading The Crooked Man. Oh my God, the scare of it all. And she wanna tell you,
if we do not post, it's because we summoned the Crooked Man by reading this poem, so we're probably dead.
Yes. So that's her story of the Crooked Man. So I want to thank y'all for listening to Sonya and Chatty's Halloween podcast. This is, please bear with her, this is her first podcast, and you know, so we all gonna have to bear with her. She's my baby. You can follow us at Sonya and Chatty's Halloween podcast Instagram. You can email us at Sonya and Chatty's podcast Halloween podcast at gmail.com. You can also follow us at Sonya and Chatty's Halloween podcast on Facebook. And please leave a comment, and if you like it, please share. You can hear it on Anchors, wherever you listen to your podcast at. Please give it a 5-star review. Thank you and much love.